What are you investing for? Most financial advisors recommend that a person invest in growth funds when he or she is young. Investing for growth is investing for capital gains. They advise older investors to then shift their growth funds into income funds or annuities. In other words, invest for cash flow when you are older. They believe cash flow is less risky and more certain. When it comes to capital gains or cash flow, there are three general types of investors. They are: Number 1. Those who invest only for capital gains. In the world of stocks, these people are called traders, and in the real estate market, they are called flippers. Their investment objectives are generally to buy low and sell high. When you look at the cash flow quadrant, traders and flippers are actually in the self-employed quadrant, not the investor quadrant. They are considered professional traders, not investors. On top of that, in America, traders and flippers are taxed at the higher self-employed quadrant tax rates and do not enjoy the benefits of the tax breaks the investor quadrant receives. Number 2. Those who invest only for cash flow. Many investors like savings or bonds because of the steady income. Some investors love municipal bonds because they pay a tax-free return. For example, if an investor buys a tax-free municipal bond paying 7% interest, the effective return on investment, ROI, is the same as receiving a 9% taxable return. Number 3. The investor who invests for capital gains as well as cash flow. Years ago, old-time stock investors invested for both capital gains and cash flow. Old-timers still talk about the price of a stock going up, as well as paying the investor a dividend. But that was in the old economy, the old capitalism. In the new capitalism, most paper investors are looking for the quick buck to make a killing. Today, the big investment houses are hiring the smartest whiz kids out of college and using computer models to look for the slightest market patterns they can exploit. For example, if the computer picks up a 1% differential, let's say in tech stocks, the investment house will bet millions of dollars, hoping to gain 1% on millions of dollars in a few hours. This is very high leverage and very risky. These computer models also cause a lot of the volatility in the markets. When the stock market announces that program trading has been halted, it is talking about these computer programs being halted. The markets crash if the computers say sell. If the computers say buy, the markets boom, and then they crash. In other words, prices can go up or down for no fundamental or business reasons at all. A stock price may have no relationship to the value of the company because the computers created an artificial supply or demand. As an old-time investor in this new era of capitalism, I must be smart enough to invest for capital gains, cash flow, leverage of debt, and tax advantages, as well as be above the turmoil the whiz kids and computers cause in the marketplace. There are three components to being a good real estate investor. They are: Number 1, good partners. As Donald Trump says, you cannot do a good deal with bad partners. This does not mean bad partners are bad people. They may just be bad or wrong partners for you. For this 300-unit apartment house project to work, I must be sure I have good partners. Number 2. Good financing. Real estate is primarily a function of financing. Many people say, location, location, location. I say, financing, financing, financing. If you can secure good financing, the deal works. If you have bad financing, the deal will not. To illustrate my point, let's say the seller says, I want $35 million for my $17 million apartment complex. If the seller lets me finance the $35 million purchase price at $1 a month for 30 years with a balloon payment of $35 million at the end of the term, I would take the deal and give the seller the asking price. At $1 a month for 30 years, I can afford to pay $35 million for a $17 million property. As they say in the world of finance, I'll give you your price if you will give me my terms. Number 3. Good management. One of the reasons for my confidence in the $17 million 300-unit property is that I have good partners. Ken owns a property management company, and his partner Ross owns a real estate development company. In the following paragraphs, I will further explain how property management and development are essential to increasing rents, lowering expenses, and increasing asset value. Having control over these three components, good partners, good financing, and good management, I am more willing to use debt as leverage. Without control, I would probably not use debt financing. If there is higher risk, such as speculating in a stock or a commodity, I like to use only money I can afford to lose.